Hey guys, it's your girl, I Am Not My 9-to-5, with another week's episode of Journaling the Process, where I keep it realer than real while sharing with you my journey as I make it to the top by identifying my purpose and speaking my truth. Because guess what? I only have one life to live. I hope that my journey inspires you to take inventory of your life and motivates you to start your own. Let's get it. All right, guys. So this week's episode is slightly different because I'm going to keep it all the way 100. I had nothing to talk about for the week. When I say nothing, like nothing, zero, nada, I was literally blank. I had no ideas, no motivation, no inspiration at all, which is one of the reasons as to why my episode is being aired late. So my apologies on that. But I didn't want to make that an excuse as to not being able to deliver to you guys. I'd rather be honest and saying, hey, you know, I had nothing really to talk about and my episode aired a little bit later than not doing anything at all. Because it's easy to not do anything rather than doing something at all, right? So I clearly wanted to fight against that and make sure that I do deliver with something that's still valuable. So I literally sat down and brainstormed. It was just like, what is it that I can bring of value, hopefully to you guys, that I'm knowledgeable about, that means something to me, and that I haven't really spoke about it yet. And then it kind of hit me where I realized that since I've started my podcast, I never once really went into depth about personal style, which is basically something that I live by. Personal style is basically my lifestyle. I love it. It's basically how I grew up as far as incorporating different aspects of clothing into my life, how I express myself, from dyeing my hair to cutting my hair to tattoos to piercings, so all that good stuff, you know. That's literally part of personal style to me when you ask me what it means. So I'm like, hey, you know, let's just keep it real. Let's have a conversation about it. And that's exactly why I decided to entitle this week's episode, The Empowerment of Personal Style. So it's a little bit off from what we normally speak about, which is more along the lines of like the lessons that I'm learning, some motivation, and so on and so forth. But I also wanted to speak about something that is also important to me, which is personal style. So for those of you that are new to the channel, welcome, welcome, welcome. I know what I just said was literally a mouthful. My apologies, but I have to get that off my heart. I have to speak my truth before I really went in. So if it's your first time, please, please, please don't make it be your last time. And for my regulars, you guys already know, I have mad love for you. And please continue to come back week after week, as well as tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. All right, guys, so let's get right into it. So this week's episode, again, is titled The Empowerment of Personal Style. I want to literally touch on what is style, confidence, and my top three outerwear closet faves, okay? So personal style, we hear this all the time, people talking about it, and I just want to give my little two cents on what I think personal style is. Literally, at the end of the day, I feel like personal style is a form of art. You know, it's literally a way of expressing yourself the way you feel. It's your inner voice of how you decide to project that to the world, right? So some people have a different way of expressing their personal style. Some people are more loud with their personal style. Some people are more reserved with their personal style. Me, on the other hand, if I'm quite honest, I have a balance between both. There's times where I'm extremely loud with my personal style, and there's times where I'm kind of very mellow and subtle. But to be really, 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 really honest, 9 out of 10 times, there's something about my personal style that's loud. And sometimes my eldest, she's always like, Mom, do you really have to wear that? Or is that really necessary? I'm like, of course. If I didn't, it wouldn't be me, you know? So for me, personal style is literally giving yourself permission to be yourself, right? You literally have to give yourself permission to be yourself. So I feel that sometimes people really overthink what it means to have personal style. They feel like it's what you see on Instagram and what you read in the magazines. And it really isn't that difficult. I do have to say it does take a lot of practice, a lot of patience in order to get it right. And from my personal experience with personal style, you always have the essence of what your style represents. So there's always something that you 9 out of 10 times gravitate more towards. So let me elaborate on that. When I say gravitate more towards, you might be that more sporty chic type of person, or you might be that more minimal type of person, or you might be that more casual type of person, or maybe a mix of all three, who knows? And that's okay. Another thing with personal style, it's okay to change your personal style. Don't feel that you have to hold on to this one look or this one way of dressing. Especially, I notice that as you get older, you want to evolve your personal style. Either with not just age, but maybe with certain things that you're going through within your life. You know, maybe a new job, maybe a new shift within your personal life. Maybe you just want change in general for yourself. Like, you're just tired of looking the same way and you're looking for something different, something new, something fresh. Maybe just to find yourself back. And that's all okay. So there's different dynamics when it comes to personal style. And I just love the creativity behind it. I just love the freeness of it and the way you just express yourself the way you feel to do so. There's no rules when it comes to personal style. It's basically an open playing field. Okay, guys? So one of the best tools that I like to use myself is literally going on Pinterest. So every once in a while, I like to just, you know, create a simple little board and just pull from inspirations of things that speak to me as far as certain trends, certain cuts, certain jackets, certain colors, and just compile all these images together on one board. And then I like to go back to it and see what the common similarities are that my eye is drawn to. You know, and then I'll kind of put my own little twist on it. So if you're the type of person where you're looking to revamp your closet, you're like just in this whole stump that you want to get out of, you just want a brand new change, a brand new look, especially right now where we're going into the spring season, is a perfect opportunity to get yourself all the way together, feeling and looking your best. Okay, so if you're not already a friend of Pinterest, go there, create a board. Take your time. Like, I really want to highlight the importance of taking your time with this, because it shouldn't be something that you feel pressured to do. It shouldn't feel like something that is rushed. You need to take your time with this. And I feel like that's the thing. People don't have the patience to understand the process of identifying what their style is and what they really like. You know, go and see what type of colors you're more drawn to, what kind of colors look good on your skin. What type of textures and patterns that you like or dislike. These are all different things that you want to keep an eye out for. Put it again on that Pinterest board, so when you go shopping, you have a reference as to what it is that you like. And the more that your eye is drawn to the regular pieces or colors and things like that, the more you're going to start to mold and see a common similarity on what your personal style really and truly is. Okay? So I hope that it was a little bit helpful. Now into confidence. Now, confidence is a powerful thing. People that have a really strong personal style, when I mean strong personal style, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen maybe on Instagram or maybe just like walking up and about on the street, that person where you were just like, holy shit, like how the hell did they pull that off? Like really and truly, like, how the hell did they pull that off? And me personally, I see it on the regular. I'm just like, wow, that person is extremely confident to pull that look off. And that's what it is. You have to be really confident within yourself that you can make anything look good. Because if you feel that you look good in whatever you're wearing, it will project to the rest of the world. And other people will catch your energy and be like, holy shit, that looks like thebomb.com. So powerful and confident people represent style. Point blank, period, the end. You know, so if you're that person that's extremely powerful within themselves, that just has this kind of aura about yourself, then confidence should be easy peasy for you. It shouldn't be a struggle. Now, don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, we do have our days when we feel less confident, which is completely fine. That's not what I'm trying to say here. But overall, as a bigger picture, if you feel confident within the way you feel about yourself, then it should be easy and extremely powerful to project that through your personal style. Okay? So with that, also, I want to say that people that are powerful and confident, they don't care how the outside world perceives them to be. Because what truly matters is how they feel within themselves. And that's it. Point blank, period, the end. They don't need the outside world's perceptions or commentaries to say, hey, I look good. I look good. No. They know within themselves. So you have to be extremely confident in what you're putting on. And the best way to do so, again, is to plan ahead. Don't make the mistake to just jump out of bed, grab your clothes, and head out the door, because that feeling, we've all been through it, where you're just kind of sitting down, maybe on your commute to work or on your commute to God knows where you're going, and you're just like, what the fuck am I wearing? Like, what was I thinking? And all that crazy self-doubt and insecurities kick in. No, give yourself time to put your pieces together, and I guarantee you that you'll feel a whole lot better when you're wearing them. So last but not least, I want to leave you guys with my top three outerwear closet faves, must-haves, must-haves, must-haves. So these are like my literally go-to pieces when I'm stuck, because I do have days when I'm stuck and I'm just like, I really don't know what I want to wear. And I've kind of created them in a way where it's more like a uniform. Like the way I combine these pieces is literally like a uniform. So I don't know what to wear. I'd put these pieces together in an ensemble and out I go. Number one, my black leather jacket. Number two, my black blazer. Number three, my distressed crop denim jacket. So let me elaborate. So the first one, my black leather jacket, favorite. It was actually a black leather jacket that I got last summer, I want to say, from Zara. Ironically, all these three items, guys, I just realized they're actually from Zara. Coincidence, maybe not, I don't know, but hey, it is what it is. It's the truth. All these three items that are my favorite are from Zara. Zara, by the way, really good, very good for quality, a little bit more expensive, but you definitely know that you're spending your money and getting good value from it, because it's something that's gonna last a while in your closet. Lord, like, I'm tongue-tied today. What is going on? But anyhow, that's it. So black leather jacket. Usually when I wear my black leather jacket for like the fall, more winter type of season, I like to wear it with either a turtleneck underneath. So it can be another black turtleneck, but I usually wear it with either a turtleneck or a t-shirt, a simple white t-shirt, because it could kind of pop out through the leather jacket, right? So that contrast. And then with some like not too dark, but like a light wash dark denim jeans and some tall knee-high booties. That's basically my look when I wear my black leather jacket in the winter / fall, okay? Now, for the second one, my black blazer, that's a single button-down blazer. When I wear that, it's usually going to work. I don't think I really wore it outside of going to work other than maybe a few other occasions, maybe like a handful. But majority of the time I'm wearing it to work, I would wear it with like a dress shirt underneath or a turtleneck, again, because it's obviously the winter fall season, but more towards winter now. And I would pop underneath either a white turtleneck, or I also have like a yellow mustard turtleneck, which is really nice with the black. So it gives you that bit of pop of color with some dark denim jeans, like a simple wash. And then either low ankle booties or high knee-high boots that I would wear. So that's that look. And then last but not least, which is my distressed crop denim jacket. It's basically one of those crop denim jackets that have like a lot of distress at the sleeve, at the back area as well. But my favorite is literally the way the sleeves are made. I don't know if I can explain this properly, but it's kind of like a little bit puffed towards the shoulder. So it gives you this look like there's more volume towards it. It's not like your regular crop type of jacket. It's more defined, which is what I really like about it, because it's a little bit more different. So every time I actually wear it, someone comes up to me like, where did you get this? Because it's so unique and it's so different, which is one of the reasons why I bought it. So I would literally wear that with a white turtleneck because it's like a light wash. With a white turtleneck, and then I would have like these skinny jeans. So they kind of finish, they cut at the ankle, they're distressed as well, and they have like those little pearls on it. So you guys know how like pearls are trending right now. So I have a pair of those jeans with the pearls, so I'd wear that as a that go-to uniform look when I'm stuck. So I have that with my pair of indigo suede booties, which is super cute, guys. So you have the denim crop jacket, a turtleneck underneath, like a white turtleneck underneath, and then my skinny pearl denim light wash jeans and the little baby blue suede indigo, not baby blue, the little indigo suede booties. Yes, and that is a whole mood, a whole look. Like when I'm telling you, you're gonna be feeling yourself, you're gonna be feeling yourself. And no necklace, just little stud earrings in my ears, pop a lipstick, you know, my face is beat, and I'm good to go out the door. Like that's my look. And that's it. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As I said, it was a little bit different, but hey, I hope I was able to give you guys some clues, some inspiration, some style set looks for your closet, you know, just to help you guys out a little bit. I'm always learning, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm still going through the process of personal style, and my style is always evolving. Like I have my core of what I'm drawn to and what I like to wear, but I'm always very open to other different things too. So if you guys really enjoyed this episode, please leave me some feedback. Subscribe, 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 please, guys. Because I know there's some of you that just listen and you don't subscribe, and then you miss out on the notifications when a new episode drops. And I don't want that to happen. So please make sure to subscribe, tell a friend, share, as well as follow me on Instagram and Twitter. So more actively, I'm more actively on Instagram, a little less on Twitter, but I do go there occasionally. And what I started with my Instagram is literally this thing called I'm Up, Ask Me Anything. So you guys should really go and follow me there because this is something that I'm trying to pick up a little bit, where there's times throughout the week where I cannot sleep, like literally cannot sleep. I'm up at maybe 12, 1 o'clock, and yes, the following day is a work day. And I just want to be able to have a conversation with you guys where we can talk about anything, concerns, motivation, inspiration, just like have a little check-in, chit-chat talk, you know? So it's been going good so far. For the last, I've been doing it, I want to say maybe 3 or 4 times. The last 2 times, there wasn't that much engagement. I'm just keeping it quite honest. But I would like to change that by including more of you to be part of that. And the only way to do so is if you follow me on Instagram using the handle I am not my 9 to 5. All right, guys, so I'm just rambling, rambling, rambling. I'm done. Thank you for listening. Make sure to tune in for next week's episode and have a wonderful week. Bye.